From Washington, this is VOA News. The G7 summit continues for one more day. Leaders in the G7 summit in Germany are meeting for a second and final day with a focus on climate and energy issues and talks with their counterparts from African nations. Before the summit opened on Sunday, President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel agreed that how long economic sanctions against Russia remain in place depends on Russia's implementation of a ceasefire agreement in Ukraine. European Council President Donald Tusk said the European Union and the G7 leaders remain firm in their support of Ukraine in its fight against pro-Russian separatists. Turkey's ruling party lost its absolute majority in parliament on Sunday in a stunning electoral defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's bid to rewrite the country's constitution. Mr. Erdogan had been seeking a two-thirds majority in the 550-seat parliament to create a presidential republic. Stephen Zunis, an analyst with the University of San Francisco, spoke with VOA about the election's impact on Mr. Erdogan's plans.
He has gained support in every election since he first entered a leadership position in politics. At the same time, as I could tell in my visit to Turkey last year and in contacts with academics and others there, there's been growing frustration at his creeping authoritarianism, at the corruption, and economic policies, which, like the predecessors of the old nationalists he replaced, seem to be more geared towards well-connected business interests than ordinary Turks.
With virtually all votes tallied, unofficial results showed his Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party winning 41% of the votes, well down from the nearly 50% it won 4 years ago. This is VOA News. A UN commission detailed in a report on Monday systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations committed under the Eritrean government's authority, with the country's president listed among those mainly responsible. This is Sheila Keithruth, the UN special spokesperson on human rights in Eritrea and one of the three commission members.
The commission found that systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations have been and are being committed with impunity in Eritrea under the authority of the government. Some of these violations may constitute crimes against humanity.
The UN Commission of Inquiry on Eritrea said it was unable to visit Eritrea and received no response from the government to its request for information during a year-long process. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi meets today with President Obama for the latest high-level talks on the battle against Islamic State militants. The talks on the sidelines of the G7 meeting come less than a week after Mr. Abadi appealed for more help from members of a U.S.-led coalition that has conducted nearly a year of airstrikes in support of the Iraqi military. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition in the Yemeni capital on Sunday killed at least 44 people, including civilians, 1 week before the scheduled start of peace talks between rival political factions. The bombings targeted the headquarters of Yemen's armed forces in the Houthi rebel-held Sana'a. The Houthis seized Sana'a in a months-long campaign that began in September. Since then, political instability and clashes between pro-government and pro-rebel factions have combined with the Saudi-led airstrikes, plunged the country into a deep humanitarian crisis. The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Michael McCaul, says threat indicators point to China for the hacking of U.S. government computers. VOA's Victor Beatty has details.
McCaul, appearing on U.S. television Sunday, says the hacking of computer systems at the Office of Personnel Management, involving the records of up to 4 million current and former federal employees, is the most significant breach of federal networks in U.S. history.
In my judgment, this was an attack by China against the United States government. It quantifies to espionage.
Referring to the breach earlier this year of tens of millions of personal files at the Anthem Health Insurance Company, McCaul says the attack on OPM came from the same source in China. China has called the accusation irresponsible and unscientific. An editorial published Monday in the state-controlled Global Times characterized the hacker issue as a stick with which the United States readily beats China, but one that the U.S. is never able to provide concrete evidence. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
And from Washington, this is Joe Palca for VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.